You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
To hang out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, I've got all your best entertainment and lifestyle and food news at home, of course, considering that we are still under lockdown. And I've got some great stuff to share this week. Plus, I've got an incredible one-on-one interview with a young singer called Yatu Kraft, who you may well have seen on your TV screens last year in The Voice SA. He did incredibly well. He's just released his debut single, which is called Ugly, and that is doing incredible things on local charts around South Africa. So I get to chat to Yatu about his very promising career that's ahead of him later in the show. Now, let's kick off with health and wellness first, because I know that's something that's on the top of everybody's minds, and I know it's on the top of mine. If you follow me on social media, you know that I have a once a month, once every 6 week vitamin and mineral IV drip from an incredible company called VitaFusion, who are mobile, which means that they come to your home, which is, or your office, which is absolutely incredible. You don't have to go anywhere. So I'm so excited to share that VitaFusion has been declared an essential service during the current lockdown period, which means that they are able to offer Joburg clients access to their exclusive mobile IV vitamin service. You need to book on their website, which is vitafusion.co.za, and upon booking, nurse will be sent directly to your home to administer your chosen IV drip. The highly qualified nurses are all trained in relevant COVID-19 safety protocols outlined by our senior healthcare officials and continue to abide by the stringent regulations set out for all essential services personnel. So obviously remember that you also need to keep things safe for the nurse as well. Use sanitizer, all that kind of stuff. But I'm super excited that this service is still going on during this lockdown period, especially when immune systems, thanks to stress and other things, may be at risk. So I absolutely swear by VitaFusion. They've got a variety of incredible drips. They've got a pure vitamin C drip. They've got a Myers cocktail, which is an energy enhancer and an immune booster. And then they've got the Full Throttle, which is the one that I have, which is the Myers cocktail, which is mixed with 2,000 milligrams of glutathione. Absolute bomb. It is like an absolute rocket. 2 days later, you are feeling like a brand new person. I cannot wait to have one once lockdown is over. I will obviously, because their staff are stretched at this period, I'll let them, tend to people that need it a lot more than I do. But once lockdown is over, I'm going to be having a drip, that is for sure. Their website, VitaFusion, that's fusion with a Z, .co.za. Go check them out. Absolutely swear by them. Now, I've been talking about some of the Cape Country Roots properties when I did some travel in February. We've had some interviews. I chatted to Danny from De Oorlogsboom and Real from Evergreen. And with the current situation as it is, many South Africans are obviously not traveling abroad for the foreseeable future and want a holiday closer to home. And while acknowledging the seriousness of the COVID-19 virus, Cape Country Roots, which is the leading group of owner-operated and managed accommodation and activity establishments, all carefully selected for their character, charm, and romance, and situated on the scenic and historic routes in the Western, Eastern, and Northern Cape, have put together hugely discounted packages at some of its top properties to encourage locals to stay in SA and play in SA post-lockdown, obviously. So there's a huge long list of them. I mean, it's too long to chat about now, but everything is available on my website, heatherhook.com. De Hoop Collection, De Oorlogsboom, where I stayed in February, absolutely incredible, as well as Evergreen Manor and Spa. Some of them have got 30% off, some of them got 50% off, some of them have got buy two nights, get two nights free. There are some incredible, incredible specials on De Zeekoe Guest Farm in the Swartbergs on there as well, the Nari's Namakwa Retreat, and a whole bunch of others. And obviously, you can find out more on my website, heatherhook.com, or you can book, obviously, with Cape Country Roots on bookings at capecountryroots.com. Go check that out, but go and have a look at all the different offers and stuff there. That's really incredible. And I think a great way to encourage people to spend more time in South Africa and spend some time in our beautiful country. Although I know I definitely cannot wait to go traveling once this lockdown is over. Now, I mentioned earlier that I got to catch up with a young singing talent called Yatu Kraft. As I said, he's been on The Voice. He's appeared on the Born to Perform showcase stage a number of times. He really is an absolute powerhouse, and he has just released his debut single, which is called Ugly, to radio stations and playlists countrywide, and it's actually doing incredibly well. I got to catch up with Yatu and find out about the inspiration for the song and where to next for this powerhouse of young talent.
Back in 2016, I was going out with some friends and I kissed this real pretty boy, and the next weekend when I thought we might have been something, he turned me down and he said that I was too ugly and too fat and I'm basically weighing over my head. And that really hurt me. So to make myself feel better, I wrote this song. And I thought, well, this could either be something or this could be nothing. So I took it to some lovely people that I'm working with now, actually, to turn it into a song, and my co-writer, Matthew Marinas, and we just turned it into a song. I did end up singing it in the same year at Born to Perform at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef. Cut to last year, 2019, where I got the incredible opportunity to sing it at the Teatro Monte Cassino, and then we produced it into what it is now, and it's out in the world for people to enjoy and feel something.
And I think there's a lot to be said for, I think we've all heard these words before. I know I have, and I'm sure, pretty sure most other people have as well. So there's something in there for everybody, no matter your age, your, you know, whoever you are, there's something there for you.
Definitely, definitely. I wrote it originally as just based on my singular experience, but going back on it now, I realized that the themes that I touched on were way more universal than I intended them to be. And I'm incredibly lucky to have been able to do that.
For sure. Now, you're no stranger, should I say, to the stage. I've seen you in Born to Perform, but you've also been on The Voice. What was that like as an experience?
It was absolutely incredible and the most stressful time in my life. But if I could go back and do it again, I wouldn't want to touch such a perfect moment. It was just so much fun, and I learned so much. It was really a formative experience.
And you're obviously using that to now grow your music career. What is next for you? Obviously, post-lockdown for the rest of the year and heading into 2021, what are your plans? Where's Yatu heading to?
Well, unfortunately, we are locked down now, so everything has just been Zoom meetings and emails, but those Zoom meetings and emails are leading to very, very exciting things. Maybe keep an eye on the internet. Maybe there might be a website launching soon, but definitely, definitely way more music.
I'm so excited to see what Yatu gets up to in the next couple of years. He's definitely got a very promising talent ahead of him. And I'm going to play you a snippet of the song, because I think at some point in our lives, at least once, we've all been called ugly, fat, unattractive. I know I have more times than I care to admit. And I think it's something that kind of hits you like right on your solar plexus, and something that you never ever forget. And I really, really love this song, so check this out. There you have it, Yatu Craft. Keep an eye and an ear out for local South African talent, because we love to support local South African talent, don't we? Now, onto food and drink, because those are my favorite things. Yay! So Fitch & Leeds, the popular range of premium mixes, is shaking up your lockdown by adding some pizzazz with a series of blended quarantini mocktails to create your own special happy hour at home. Now, if you've still got booze left, bully for you, and you want to add some booze into these incredible cocktails, go for it. I don't blame you at all. If I had it, I would use it. They've created some really easy to follow virgin cocktails created in collaboration with Omni Blend, which are the high performance blenders and food blogger and photographer Nita West from Shutter Blogging. And they've got some incredible, they've got a classic mojito, there's a Malibu peach lemonade slushy, which looks absolutely incredible. There's a citrus infused cloudy cucumber mocktail. Yeah, this looks incredible. Fitch & Leeds, of course, are the range of premium tonics, which include ever popular Indian tonic, as well as more hipster pink, blue, and the new coral grapefruit tonic. The range also features a wide variety of premium mixes from club soda, lemonade, bitter lemon and ginger ale, and trendy cheeky cranberry and spicy ginger beer, which is delicious, by the way, and peach lemonade. And they are available at leading stores or for purchase online for delivery post-lockdown on fitchleads.co.za. You can get all the inspiration and stuff on my website, heatherhook.com. They look incredible, and I cannot wait for post-lockdown. That's all I'm saying. Now, with cheese, no day, even a lockdown day, can ever be blue. And the South African Cheese Festival invites all festival friends to join them over this Freedom Day long weekend from tomorrow, Saturday the 25th, to Monday the 27th of April for a free virtual homebound SA Cheese Fest on their Facebook page, which is at SA Cheese Festival. So the program runs from 10 till 6. There's competitions, there's food demos, there's concerts, with the well-known artists such as Sunset Sweatshop, Donnie DeToy of Spoegwolf, and the Jim Harrison Project. And festival friends are encouraged to post using the hashtag SA Cheese Festival, festival friends photo from a previous festival for a chance to win 20 tickets to next year's 20th SA Cheese Festival. There's loads on the go. Celebrity chefs Jenny Morris and Pete Goff Wood are going to be doing some stuff. And everything is online. That's this whole weekend from tomorrow, Saturday 25th, to Monday the 27th. Their Facebook page, facebook.com/SA Cheese Festival. Go and get your cheeses on, because life without cheese and wine is very boring. That's all I'm saying. Although traveling seems utterly impossible at this stage, you can transport your imagination to Middelvlei Wines, which is situated in the heart of Stellenbosch Winelands. And this incredibly dynamic farm has come up with a braaibroodjie challenge. So you get to indulge in the popular boerebraai at the wine farm, obviously post-lockdown. It is a unique outdoor barbecue experience and the perfect excuse to safely venture outdoors once lockdown is over. An integral part of our South African heritage, and the team at Middelvlei have taken this social event to the next level. So basically what they're doing is, well, they can't wait to, you know, welcome everyone back to the farm. But while everyone's still stuck indoors, they thought it best to challenge aspiring chefs to showcase their interpretation of a braaibroodjie with their braaibroodjie challenge. So all you need to do is simply share your photos of your lockdown braai with a pic of your braaibroodjie and tell them what ingredient you put on your sandwich. You can post to your relevant social media platform tagging Middelvlei Wines and include hashtag braaibroodjie challenge, and also tell them why it deserves to be included on the Middelvlei menu. The winner will receive a braaibroodjie and wine pairing for two post-lockdown. Everything is available on middelvlei.co.za. And of course, don't forget, everything I speak about on the show today is, of course, available on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, don't forget, I'm still running my Epic Glad Products competition. So if you want to win a hamper to the value of 270 Rand, comprised of some epic Glad products like foil and wrap and swing bin bags and a whole bunch of other stuff, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on the Glad competition, and make sure to comment below the post and let me know why you always use Glad products at home and what your must-have Glad items are that you always have in the cupboard. Competition closes 28th of April and the winner will be contacted by email. Obviously, prize will be distributed once lockdown is over. That is it from me for this week. I hope that you enjoyed that. There's some great things to do this weekend and some planning for post-lockdown as well, which I cannot wait for. And that, yeah, that's it from me. I'll be back again with you, of course, next week, Friday, with all your best in entertainment and lifestyle news. Be safe. Take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.